Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's Saturday morning, and this is my WordPress Help Desk. Hi, this is your host, Ken Freeman, and for the next 30 minutes, I want to focus on all things WordPress. As the seasons change, colder weather is on the way, and this is the time when people are scurrying around getting things ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's also the time when e-commerce shoots through the roof as Black Friday and the special Cyber Monday deals seem to abound. Well, in today's show, in the news, there's been a lot of chatter about the new REST WP API and the 4.4 that's about to hit us. In today's WordPress Focus, I want to address the addition of WooCommerce to the WordPress core. As you think of e-commerce, what better way to build your store than right within your WordPress? And then in today's Q&A, I will be answering very real questions about WordPress. So to ask a question for use on this podcast, send an email right now to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Again, that's support@mywphelpdesk or text me at 903-926-2607. Now remember that today's podcast is sponsored in part by our incredibly fast hosting service called hosting-master.com. At hosting-master.com, we take pride in providing not only the very best in SSD servers that are based on the cloud so that you can have complete mirroring in other regions of the country if that's what you need, but we also go so far as to provide complete HIPAA hosting on SSD, give you the greatest speeds because the SSD server is solid-state drive. It means it's just bare metal, in effect, and that solid-state drive is processing, especially WordPress, 100 times faster than regular drives. So when you think about hosting, let Hosting-Master come to your rescue because we can take any site that you have and make it perform faster, especially if it is using anything in the way of database-driven sites, whether it's Joomla or whether it's working with even Drupal or WordPress. It'll all speed up tremendously simply by being on our server. So come on over to Hosting-Master.com. When you have the need for speed and security, look no further than hosting-master.com, proven and affordable hosting solution for WordPress users. And of course, you need to know that our award-winning web design agency, WP-SiteMakers.com, who just finished another pregnancy resource center for a South Carolina center, and I'll tell you more about that in our WordPress news. And if you're looking for a webmaster who really knows WordPress inside out and can help you create a stunning site to get the results that you want, contact wp-sitemakers.com. If you already have a WordPress site for your business or nonprofit, you don't want to overlook site-keeper.com, where you can find fully managed WordPress support, maintenance service, and we currently manage over 80 WordPress installs for clients spanning some 24 states. So let us manage your updates for you so you don't have to. That's site-keeper.com. And then finally, for any nonprofit, church, social agency, research org, medical, business needing e-commerce or service payment solutions, look no further than my-donations. Don't get stuck with PayPal or paying through the nose for authorized net. My-Donations offers you your own free Stripe account and the ability to build and boost your sales through the low-cost support of the world's best payment system. It's fully PCI compliant, and it will shove your money into your account normally in just 2 days or 48 hours. So please, support our sponsors, hosting-master.com, WP-SiteMakers.com, site-keeper.com, and my-donations.com. And remember, while you're here, bookmark mywphelpdesk.com to stay informed where help is just a click away, and then remember to subscribe while you're here at Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're ready to rock and roll, let's move into today's news. in the news this week, there has been a lot of chatter about the pending 4.4 and REST API. WordPress 4.4 is, of course, the next major release for WordPress. It's shaping up to be an amazing release. While you have likely discovered many of the changes from testing your own plugins, themes, and sites in, you know, a staging environment, I want to highlight some of the exciting changes that we, the developers, can look forward to in the coming days. Watch for external embedding. WordPress 4.4 has been operating as an old embed consumer for quite some time, allowing other users to easily embed content from other sites. Beginning with 4.4, WordPress becomes an OEmbed provider as well, providing any OEmbed customer or consumer to embed posts from WordPress sites. Now, these new embeds that are going to be featured in WordPress 4.4, we know that they are based on the REST API infrastructure, and as we go into bringing this into the core, we're going to see that the infrastructure to create a REST API has landed within the WordPress core. And so adding your own endpoints using the latest version of the REST API plugin is now even easier. And this new embed feature mentioned uses this new infrastructure. So a word to the wise, if you're using version 1 of the API plugin, it's going to be incompatible with 4.4 when the update is planned. And so you need to update to version 2. And if you are on beta 5 or later, remember these versions are not supported in WordPress 4.4. Another thing we're looking at is responsive image insertion. Through the use of the display filter, image tags in WordPress will now include SRE set and sizes. These two attributes in the image tag allow browsers to choose the most appropriate image and download it, ignoring others, and it can save bandwidth and speed up page load times and so forth. And these new functions, filters, and an additional default image size available to help with the creation of responsive images. Then the WP title deprecation decision, as we move into a new thing called WP term class, I think we're going to see that under the hood of 4.4 that we're going to lose some things like the WP title. Well, what are some of the coolest uses of the WPI that we're talking about? Well, Luis Rodriguez reported on November 18th that they have a new theme prototype built with Backbone.js and the WP REST API version 1. And they are building a fashion directory using the REST API that supports a varied ecosystem of web front ends, mobile applications, kiosk, and a video slideshow app. It's been deployed in 6 shopping centers in Europe, and you can see this version of REST API in use. Go over to alexacentra.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E, alexacentra.com/fashion4me/products. That's a German site, by the way. David Bassett from Dimension Media said that he is currently running a site on BuddyPress social network that pulls the API feed from WordCamp Central to alert users about upcoming ticket sales and speaker calls. And it's a simple example. It's one that allows WordCamp to actually do better of showing when they're coming up. Seth Schutz reported that they created an API for Event Expresso and Event Smart, which extends the WP API event, and event managers can access their attendees and registration data through API, and soon they will be able to write data into Event Expresso and Event Smart through the API. By the way, we got a warning this week from WP Pattern that nearly half of the WordPress plugins in the plugin directory, the repository at WordPress, are not updated and have not been updated after 2 years. According to the data, 22,000 plugins have been updated in the last 24 months, representing little more than half in the directory. And this means that half of the plugins in the directory are displaying a notice that the plugin has not been updated in the past 2 years. Do you want to replace the WordPress default avatars with WAPUU? Out of the box, WordPress allows you to configure the default avatar that displays from commenters that don't have one. And these choices leave a lot to be desired, thanks to a new plugin created by Lee Willis, called WAPUU Avatar. You can replace default avatars with images of WAPUU. And if you're not familiar with WAPUU, it's the official GPL licensed mascot of the WordPress project. And throughout the year, a number of WordCamps and local communities across the world have created local versions of this character. Asides themes, a classic magazine-style theme, apostrophe, is now available for self-hosted websites. An update of a theme called Semicolon, crafted by Automatics Sarah Chinook, apostrophe, supports a site logo and featured post once Jetpack is active. And with its traditional horizontal menu and right sidebar, apostrophe also lets you star post on the front end to set them as featured. And you can go over to, you know, WP Tavern, and you can grab a link over to the demo of that site. In theme news, StudioPress has simply a trendy, minimalistic pro theme for your blog. Atmosphere Pro, a minimalistic theme for your business, invites visitors to your creative world with Workstation Pro. And of course, all of these run on the new Genesis 2.2. And most recently, we have completed a new site for the C3Yadkin.com. C3Yadkin.com is over in Yadkin, South Carolina, and they had a pregnancy center that needed a brand new website. The website has been created using the incredible story theme. It uses full width, responsive, and parallax sliding images, background images, giving us the ability to tell their story, to engage the client, to build attraction to their services. And we are very proud of this site. Go over to C3Yadkin, YADKIN.com, and look at this site and give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you about what this site accomplishes. We believe it's going to bring them more traffic to their center there in Yadkin. We believe it's going to bring more lives being saved and more women being helped with their medical services. So take a look at it, C3Yadkin.com. Well, this is all the time that we have for news. So remember, if you have news to share, send it over to support@mywphelpdesk.com. And now with that, let's move into our WordPress focus for this week. In this week's WordPress focus, I'm going to be focusing on e-commerce. In this week's WordPress focus, I want to focus on e-commerce and the powerful tool built into the WordPress core today called WooCommerce, and I want to talk about that most popular platform. It is one of the most popular e-commerce platforms on the web, and you can rest assured that you're in good company. In fact, with over 10 million downloads, WooCommerce powers over 30% of all online stores worldwide. And as a developer with over 350 contributors to WooCommerce and about 10 plus million downloads to date, you would be joining one of the fastest growing open source communities on the web. As a user of WooCommerce, in other words, a store owner, WooCommerce is built to integrate seamlessly with WordPress, which, by the way, is the world's most popular and most powerful method for creating a website. So why not benefit from both? Whether it be to sell t-shirts in all their shapes or sizes or music files or software, even affiliated products from a marketplace, it's all possible with WooCommerce. So let's take a look under the hood of WooCommerce as we go about today's WordPress focus. WooCommerce comes bundled with PayPal for accepting credit card and PayPal account payments, BACS and cash on delivery for accepting non-online payments, and as do most e-commerce plugins, PayPal is free and easy to integrate, but it's possibly the worst tool to use for real commerce. If you need more of a business PCI compliant type payment gateway, you're going to be in safe hands with WooCommerce because they now work with Amazon Pay. They work with Stripe, they work with AuthorizedNet, they work with PayPal Express, they work with First Data. So when you set up your shop, you can choose to offer free shipping or flat rate shipping. If you would like to only ship your products to a specific country, you can easily configure these settings in your dashboard too. Taxes are the last thing you want to think about when setting up your shop, and it's one of the last things your customers want to think about when buying online. With WooCommerce, you control which tax class shipping gets or leave it, so shipping is calculated on just the cart items themselves. Taxes can be calculated based on customer shipping address, billing address, or your shop's base address. Now, as you start to use WooCommerce, do you really need WooCommerce to provide the theme? If you need a really great e-commerce theme, uptime is one of the utmost importance when running an e-commerce site. And so that's what they have done when they built Storefront. It's a free WordPress theme offering full integration of WooCommerce. So you can say goodbye to the conflicts between theme plugins and major WooCommerce plugins or updates, so that you can have a great e-commerce theme that works right out of the box with WooCommerce. Let's talk about the features that you're going to find inside your WooCommerce. One of the great features is geo-tracking of your customers. You can select, if your WooCommerce store uses your store address, uses geolocation to detect your customer's address for custom tax calculations. You can easily manage your digital or physical products with an intuitive WP-centric UI and assign store managers to handle the day-to-day inventory management. You can even extend and customize WooCommerce with hundreds of free and paid WooCommerce extensions spanning all of your logistical and technical requirements, and you can rest assured there's an extension for your specific need. With third-party extensions such as PostAny, Sage, SagePay, Klarna, Braintree, Zapier, MailPoint, ShipStation, First Data, Xero, HipChat, Simplify, and Amazon Web Services. Now, when we talk about WooCommerce, we're talking about security, and that's always important. With WooCommerce, they've got you covered in this arena of security. One of the biggest risks of being a self-hosted e-commerce platform happens to be the data if they close up shop. And this complete lack of control over most critical aspect of your online store is fundamental. So WooCommerce allows you to integrate a variety of extensions that you can build around your own databases for promotion and marketing campaigns, and it never goes dark because your store is going to be up as long as you're in business. WooCommerce is audited by industry leaders to ensure that their plugins adhere to WordPress best practices and coding standards, and they keep it secure and they keep it up to date. Now, if you're teaching courseware, it's never been easier. Whenever you use WordPress along with a Cynthia plugin, that you can create courses, write lessons, add quizzes, set lessons, course prerequisite, allow user registration, even charge for your content using WooCommerce if you wish. And you can add a slider to any theme, any page, any post, and the ultimate slideshow plugin for WordPress, powered by its own custom post type with a responsive design, is truly flexible. And Woo Sidebars allows you to override any widgetized area of your WordPress-powered website, displaying different widgets from different screens without touching a line of code. And with an extension, which is, by the way, a paid add-on to WooCommerce, you can also print invoices and packing lists. The WooCommerce print invoice and packing list is the ultimate tool to allow you to handle invoices and packing lists in your WooCommerce store. This plugin allows you to easily print invoices and packing lists for orders straight from the orders page, individually and even in bulk, while editing orders and allows customers to view the invoices in the My Account page. Including invoices or packing slips where shipped orders allows you to provide important orders and policy information to customers when they receive their purchases. Without this extension, you would have to export order information from WooCommerce, then format invoices and packing lists yourself, or use another third-party integration. Print invoices and packing lists makes all of this effort literally an out-of-the-box process so that you can bulk print the items you need with just two clicks. So let's take a quick review. What I've been talking about is WooCommerce, and WooCommerce I have explained its features, its benefits, and how you can extend it, how you can customize it, how you can use it for a number of ways within WordPress. Now, if you need help setting up your WooCommerce store within your WordPress, call our office today at 214-703-0505. We would be honored to help you to support your e-commerce project. Now, with this, we know that team collaboration is a snap. You can display team members' profiles with descriptions and links into your social media using a short code, widget, or template tag. And if you want to showcase your own features or benefits, you can show off the features your company or your product offers using the WooCommerce short code, widget, or template tag. And if you want to show your customer testimonials, you can show off your customers, again, just with a short code. You want to sell your time, WooCommerce extension called WooCommerce Bookings will sell your time or date-based bookings. It's perfect for those that want to offer appointments or services or rentals. Great for bed and breakfast and so forth. In other words, WooCommerce has you covered for just about any kind of e-commerce version you're trying to build. WooCommerce is a free download. Grab it today and get started over at WooThemes.com. While there, check out their well-built WooCommerce themes. I hope you've learned from today's WordPress focus. If you have any questions about WooCommerce, call our office at 214-703-0505. And I think with this, we have completed our WordPress focus section today. So let's turn our attention now to this week's Q&A. Remember to ask a question for this podcast. Send an email to support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. WordPress Help Desk mailbox this week. In my first question, it's all about site security and malware removal. He says, I'm just curious what folks are using to secure WordPress sites, preventing hack, fixing or scanning for malware, and so on. Well, you know, I think a lot of people think that Cloudflare is the way to keep their site safe. And that's beside the fact that Cloudflare has just been found helping ISIS sites stay up in spite of the attempts of anonymous and ghost hacking that is run by the government trying to take down the ISIS sites. And here we have Cloudflare helping ISIS. So I don't know if we want to keep recommending Cloudflare. I personally like WordFence security, but I find that it doesn't catch everything. I also like anti-malware security and brute force firewall. But the main thing that you need to be aware of is no plugin is going to absolutely secure your WordPress. Hardening your WordPress, hiding your WP admin, locking down your HT access rules to keep out brute force logins, and using strong passwords that change often are your absolute best approaches to never being hacked. In our second question, what are the most important details to check or double check before launching a website? He says, I'm new to the group and I would like to start by picking everyone's brain. He's working on an article that's sort of a website launch checklist and he wants to know what we do. Well, I think if you're launching a new website, a favorite tool that I use is one called Broken Link Checker. You can find this over at the WordPress.org plugins. Just search for broken-link-checker. This will help you find misspelled words, broken links on your website before it gets launched. In our third question, it says, the forms are not sending to Google Apps email addresses. We have a website with a contact form that won't send over to the Google Apps email. We've tried using WP Mail SMPTE plugin, but it hasn't solved the problem. Neither has the domain's remote mail exchanger. Well, honestly, without looking into the back end to see what your XM server settings or send mail functions or your MX records, I don't know until I could look at your back end to run down where your problem actually lies. But it seems like there is some kind of a conflict or a mismatch between your contact plugin and the settings on your server. Some contact plugins require a local server email that is not external. You may want to load a different form builder like Visual Form Builder or Formidable Forms, Gravity Forms, to see if this solves your problem. Or another recommendation is change hosts. Some hosts are simply not friendly to remote outside emails. In our fourth question, Contact Form 7 has been giving people problems after the major upgrades of WordPress themes and plugins. In other words, we've had problems on several websites where using Contact 7 worked perfectly, and then when they updated to the new WordPress and some plugins that updated, the code then stopped working. So I would just say this, that as WordPress migrates and morphs into a more extensible framework based on the REST API, it's turning into the fact that we've got to remember that there's well over 44,000 plugin developers who are out there working on thousands of plugins, and they're all going to have to go back to the drawing board to make sure their plugins are going to work on the newest WordPress OS, especially when 4.4 lands. Now, if I update plugins on the site that uses CF7 and manually check if the form appears all right, and there have been times when CF7 or even other plugins corrupt, fail, or get compromised, or get confused, and when this happens, I typically will delete that plugin, then reinstall it. Sometimes that solves whatever the conflict has been. Another good way would be to simply start over with the plugins that are now vetted and updated most recently. Go back and look at the plugin you're using and make sure that it's been updated in the last 2 years. Well, in our fifth question, it says, do I require a new client to sign a contract before starting work every time? Well, I've learned this lesson the hard way, that if a client won't sign an agreement, then I really don't want them as a client. I use a master services agreement that every web client starts with by completing it online. This is a non-financial terms and condition, mutual NDA, hosting policies, site building process, milestones, cancellation terms, and refund policy. Then when they hire me as a web consultant during the discovery and investigative period to define the scope of the job, to assemble the images and functions and desires and the results desired by the client, this starts with their payment for this consultative work with the assurance that 50% of the fee will be the down payment against the cost of the website. And from the discovery phase, I outline an SOW or statement of work that they're going to sign, and this specifies their responsibilities, my responsibilities, fees, contingencies, and this is signed and returned with their first payment. Now, I typically spread the payment of our website design work over 4 weeks, during which the typical website is constructed, tested, tweaked, launched, customized, and, you know, cosmetically corrected, unless it is delayed by customer provision of photos, content, and so forth. But again, never without their willingness to follow the regimen of the agreement, then the consultancy fee and SOW, I just don't work with them, because this ensures a totally satisfied customer, one that pays their bills on time. Well, that's all we have for today's podcast. I do hope that you have enjoyed the study on WooCommerce and answers to your questions. Be sure to subscribe while you're here and subscribe to us on iTunes. Bookmark our site at mywphelpdesk.com and tell your friends about this podcast. Thank you for listening to My WordPress Help Desk. Now, keep using WordPress until we meet again next Saturday at the same time for another WordPress Help Desk. See you there next week. You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.